Eric Holshouser is an employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs. He joins us this morning. Eric, the Supreme Court taking up a case of affirmative action in college admissions that could change the landscape for white and minority applicants, huh?
It could. It looks to me like the Supreme Court is taking up a decision on an issue that it dealt with just 9 years ago. And just the fact that they're taking it up now suggests they may want to make a change. So we may see something coming up here which would eliminate the consideration of race and other ethnic factors in determining admissions to college, which, of course, may have some implications in the employment area as well.
And how so?
Well, you know, affirmative action has been kind of a hot-button issue for years, and there are really two pieces to it. One piece is having employers go out and expand the net of applicants, widen the net to attract applicants from all different genders and races. And that really has not been subject to challenge. In fact, it's probably a good idea for a lot of employers to make sure they don't overly narrow their scope of applicants. But what the other piece of it is, once you've got applicants, do you give some favorable consideration to those of a specific race or gender in making the employment decisions themselves? And I think that's what we're seeing slowly dying on the vine, so to speak.
And what are the implications of this, Eric? It sounds like, college is one thing, but the workplace is something else after the fact. And I don't know how that will translate or relate after.
Well, I think probably afterwards employers are going to still have to do a good job to make sure they attract a wide variety of applicants from different sources. However, what employers need to be careful of is that in their so-called diversity initiatives that they don't favor minorities or others that based on just a point system or some kind of factoring in, or employers will be exposed to reverse race discrimination cases.
At a time when you've had a black president, a black secretary of state, black congressmen, black governors, and everything else, haven't we made enough progress in this society where we can judge people by their character instead of by their color of their skin?
And it may be that that's what the Supreme Court is looking at. 9 years ago, they said they thought this decision would maybe be good for 25 years. But I think maybe they're accelerating that process and may reach the conclusion that there's enough diversity already without having to have artificial factors play into the selection process. So, this is something that everybody's waiting to see and could be important and could either show the end of that piece of affirmative action, or it could, they could figure out a way to sustain it a little bit longer.
Now, Eric, in your practice, staying close to this stuff, which way do you see it generally trending just among the folks you deal with, away from traditional affirmative action or folks wanting to kind of hang on to it for a little bit longer?
Well, it's a mixed bag. A lot of the larger corporations, they don't call it affirmative action. They call it diversity initiatives. But I think the advice I give is to, what I said earlier, make sure that you capture applicants from all areas, because a lot of what employers can get challenged if it's all word of mouth hiring and applicants, because when employers do that, their applicant pool kind of mirrors who's there right now, and if that's not ethnically diverse, it sort of perpetuates discrimination, even unintentionally. So I advise clients, go ahead and make sure you capture applicants for all different sources, including those minority, where there may be more minority applicants.
Eric Holshouser.
Once you get them in the hopper, make sure you treat everybody on the same playing field.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it. Employment attorney with Fowler White Boggs. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much.